But my pleasure right now is to introduce you Vanda Green, and she is the Vice President of the Artisans Guild. Good morning, Vanda.
Hello, Rosemary. How are you?
Really good, thanks. All the better for seeing you again, because what happens out there at the Artisans Guild is good fun. Hey?
Not only good fun, it's happening all the time.
All the time, yeah.
And not only just at the Guild. At the very moment, we've got a very big craft stall in the Morrowfield Shopping Centre, right outside Woolworths, and it's got everything there. You've got babies' dresses, you've got little girls' dresses, you've got toys, you've got woodwork, you've got hand towels, you name it, and beautiful little items that are Christmas-orientated with a Christmas theme.
Good.
We've had so many people coming up and purchasing things now for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
And the beauty of going to a stall like that is that everything's original.
Yeah.
You're not going to go into a chain store and
see it sitting on the counter for $2.10.
No. Mm. And good. These are so beautifully made.
Beautiful.
Very proud of my members that do that sort of work. They're so, so good.
And listen, how long are you there for?
Till Sunday.
Okay. So you better get on down there.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Today, tomorrow.
And we've also got, for Artists of the Month, out at the gallery in Burpengary East, we've got Dawn and Robin's Thursday Painters Group. Now, they're a diverse group of painters. They use all sorts of mediums, and their display is colourful and a lot of variety, and it's well worth going out there sometime during the month of November and having a look at it. It's something else.
So it's not there yet. It'll be put up
tomorrow. No, it's there now.
It's there
They've
now.
Actually put it up.
Okay, good one. All right.
And also our craft person of the month is a gentleman called Trevor Smith.
Okay.
Now, Trevor does the most delightful walking sticks.
Okay.
And also beautifully turned wooden bowls. His work is exquisite, and he uses beautiful timbers, and he is going to have a display out there also through the month of
November.
And I think that went up today as well.
Good.
We have at Caboolture Square, which is right across the road, we're having an art exhibition there starting on the 4th of November, which is next Monday, for a week until Saturday, where we're going to have members of our group displaying their work there. It'll be for sale.
Good.
And a little quirky thing with that too, we're going to have bargain boxes.
Okay.
And in those bargain boxes, people are able to put some paintings that they're going to put at very reasonable prices for people to check out. Maybe they can find something they'd really like there, and it'd be worth checking out because there will be some nice stuff amongst them.
Lovely.
And Caboolture Square have been so supportive at the moment. We're going to have a craft stall there as well at the end of November, which will run for a week as well. So, and that will help enormously with advertising where our craft shop is now, which is outside on King Street at the lower end of the shopping centre.
Okay.
So it's a little bit hard to find.
Okay.
But by having the stall there inside, it's going to help enormously for people that don't know that they can just go outside and go into our shop, because we have so many people asking, where's the craft shop gone?
Okay.
So it's outside in King Street, but not far from the lower entrance to the shopping centre.
Got to have some good signage, Vanda.
We have got it now.
Good.
The shopping centre have been very good and provided some great signage inside, which we haven't had before, but we've got it now, so it's really good.
Good one. Good one.
And so something else I really like to mention is that we're going to have a display at North Lakes on the 10th of November. Now, North Lakes are opening their heritage park. And that's going to be opened by a local government official, and that's on the 10th from 9 to 12.
Wacko. You're doing all right, girl. Little bit of a feather in the cap for the Artisans Guild. And it is beautiful out there on Old Bay Road. So if you haven't been out there, do yourself a favour. Get out, have a little look. And as Vanda has told us, Dawn and Robin's Thursday Painters are going to be there, as well as Trevor Smith. And do you know, it's so beautiful. That timber is such a lovely tactile thing, isn't it? It's lovely. So get out there, have a look. If you can't get out there, get to Caboolture Square and just tell us those dates again that you're in Caboolture Square.
Okay, we're there from the 4th of November till the 9th of November with the Art art exhibition.
Yep.
We're there again on the 25th of November to the 29th of November with the craft display for display and also for sale.
Sounds good.
And the art will be for sale too.
Lovely. Vanda, thank you very much for coming in and alerting our listeners to some of these wonderful things that go on in our community. Keep up the good work, girl. I think you're doing very, very well out there, aren't you? Good on you. Thanks for coming in, Vanda.